Hey there, it's Anna. Have you ever wondered what it means when she decides to share something deeply personal with you? Today, we are exploring those significant moments that signal you are more than just another guy to her. You are someone special, someone she trusts. We'll dive into the kind of information and moment she chooses to share only with those she holds dear. This video isn't just about recognizing those signs, it's about understanding the depth of trust and connection they represent. If you've ever been curious about whether she truly trusts you, or if you are keen on deepening that bond, you won't want to miss what comes next. So are you ready to uncover the signs that you are special to her? Let's embark on this journey together. Personal anecdotes. Fellas, when a woman starts sharing personal anecdotes from her past, it's like she's handing you a VIP pass to her inner world. These stories aren't just random tidbits of information, they are precious memories that she holds close to her heart, and she's choosing to share them with you. Maybe she's telling you about the time she won her first soccer tournament or the summer she spent volunteering at an animal shelter. Whatever the specifics, these stories are a window into her life, her values, and the experiences that have shaped her into the person she is today. So when she starts opening up like this, what's the best way to respond? It's simple. Listen attentively. Show genuine interest and ask questions that demonstrate your engagement. Let her know that you appreciate her willingness to share these intimate parts of herself with you, and don't be afraid to reciprocate. Sharing your own personal anecdotes can help to deepen the bond between you and create a sense of mutual trust and understanding. By creating this two-way street of vulnerability, you are laying the foundation for a connection that goes beyond the superficial. Family matters. Navigating the complexities of family dynamics can be a minefield, but when she starts sharing these intimate details with you, it's a clear sign that she trusts you to handle them with care. Maybe she's venting about a recent argument with her sister or sharing her worries about her parents' health. Whatever the specifics, these conversations are an invitation into her inner world, a space that not everyone gets to access. When she opens up about family matters, the most important thing you can do is to listen without judgment. Let her express herself fully and show empathy and understanding, even if you can't directly relate to her experiences. Offer support and encouragement, but avoid the temptation to jump in with unsolicited advice or opinions. Remember, she's not necessarily looking for you to solve her family issues. She's looking for a safe place to process her feelings and know that she's not alone. By being that safe space for her, you are demonstrating that you are someone she can rely on, not just for the good times, but for the messy, complicated parts of life as well. Genuine emotions. In a world where so many of us feel pressure to put on a brave face and keep our true feelings hidden, being able to express genuine emotions is a rare and precious thing. So when she starts letting her guard down and showing you the full spectrum of her feelings, take note. It means she trusts you enough to be her authentic self. This might look like her tearing up during a sad movie or laughing uncontrollably at one of your jokes. It might be her venting about a frustrating day at work or gushing about a recent success that had her over the moon. Whatever the emotion, the fact that she's expressing it openly and honestly with you is a sign of true trust. She believes that you will accept and appreciate her, not just when she's at her best, but when she's feeling vulnerable or messy or imperfect. So how can you show her that that trust is well placed? By being a safe harbor for her emotions. Let her know that it's okay to feel whatever she's feeling and that you are there to support and listen to her through it all. And avoid the urge to try to fix her problems or other platitudes. Instead, focus on validating her experiences and showing her that you are a steady, non-judgmental presence in her life. By creating a space where she can express herself freely, you are building a bond that's based on authenticity, vulnerability, and true acceptance. And that, my friends, is the stuff that real lasting connections are made of. Her dreams and ambitions. When she starts sharing her dreams and ambitions with you, it's like she's handing you a roadmap to her soul. Now, these aren't just idle fantasies or passing whims. They are the deepest desires of her heart, the goals and aspirations that drive her forward and give her life meaning. Maybe she's telling you about her dream to start her own business or her plan to travel the world and immerse herself in new cultures. Whatever these specifics, sharing these intimate visions for her future is a sign that she sees you as someone she can trust to support and encourage her along the way. So how can you show her that you are worthy of that trust? By being her biggest cheerleader. Listen to her dreams with enthusiasm and genuine interest, and let her know that you believe in her ability to achieve them. Offer your support and encouragement, but avoid the temptation to take over or dictate her path. Remember, these are her dreams, and your role is to be a supportive presence as she pursues them. By showing her that you are invested in her future and that you have faith in her potential, you are demonstrating that you are someone she can count on, not just for the present moment, but for all the exciting chapters yet to come. Future fears. Opening up about our fears and insecurities is one of the most vulnerable things we can do. It means exposing the parts of ourselves that we usually keep hidden, the worries and anxieties that keep us up at night. So when she starts sharing her fears about the future with you, it's a sign that she trusts you on a profoundly deep level. She believes that you listen without judgment, offer comfort and reassurance, and help her feel less alone in facing these fears. Maybe she's worried about not being able to achieve her career goals, or she's afraid of ending up alone. Whatever the fear, the fact that she's sharing it with you means that she sees you as a safe haven, someone she can turn to when the world feels overwhelming. When she opens up like this, the most important thing you can do is to validate her feelings. Let her know that it's normal and okay to have fears and that you are there to support her through them. Share some of your own fears and insecurities and talk about how you cope with them. By creating a dialogue of mutual vulnerability, you are showing her that she's not alone and you can face whatever the future holds. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate her fears or promise her a problem-free future. It's to be a steady, comforting presence in her life. Someone she knows that she can count on no matter what challenges come her way. Opinions on controversial topics. When she starts sharing her opinions on controversial topics with you, it's a sign that she trusts and respects you enough to engage in meaningful, substantive dialogue. These aren't the kind of conversations you have with just anyone. Discussing sensitive subjects like politics, religion, or social issues requires a certain level of intellectual and emotional maturity, as well as a willingness to listen and consider perspectives that may differ from our own. So when she chooses to dive into these deep waters with you, it means she believes that you are someone who can handle complex ideas and engage in respectful, nuanced discussion. How can you show her that that trust is well placed? By being an active, open-minded listener. Let her express her views fully and seek to understand where she's coming from, even if you don't agree with every point. Share your own perspectives in a calm, measured way and look for common ground whenever possible. Avoid the urge to prove her wrong or change her mind. Instead, focus on creating a space for honest, mutually enriching dialogue. By showing her that you can navigate controversial topics with grace, empathy, and intellectual curiosity, you are demonstrating that you are someone she can turn to for stimulating, meaningful conversation. And in a world where so much discourse is shallow and divisive, that's a rare and precious thing. Secrets. Gentlemen, when a woman shares a secret with you, it's the ultimate sign of trust. It means she's handing you a piece of information she guards closely, something that she hasn't shared with just anyone. Maybe it's a deeply personal story from her past or a current struggle that she's going through. Maybe it's a hidden demeanor or aspiration that she's never spoken aloud before. Whatever the content of the secret, the fact that she's entrusting you with it means that she sees you as someone she can rely on to keep her confidence and offer support without judgment. Being trusted with a secret is a weighty responsibility, but it's also an incredible honor. It means that out of all the people in her life, she's chosen you as someone she can be her most vulnerable and authentic self with. So how can you show her that you are worthy of that trust? First and foremost, by keeping her secret. Guard it as closely as you would your own and never share it with anyone else, no matter how much you trust them. Beyond that, be a supportive, non-judgmental presence. Listen to her without trying to fix or change anything, and let her know that you are there for her no matter what. Express your gratitude for her trust and let her know that her secret is safe with you. By creating a space where she feels seen, heard, and accepted, you are building a bond that's based on the deepest kind of intimacy, the kind that comes from being truly known and loved for who you are. And that, my friends, is the foundation of a connection that can weather any storm and stand the test of time. So there you have it. Now that you know when she sees you as someone special to her, what's next for you? Discover why being nice isn't enough, or learn how ignoring women can get them to like you. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.